bumpy times. The revolution is a plow digging 6 feet deep with the splinters of its handle caving to the bone of the people resisting. The storm is raging and blows out the night on the wick of the candle. The rain is coming. Fire is hard to come by now. Drenched by the puddles, a generation of youth are washed into poverty. They're hungry while dodging gun-toting criminals blasting at their foes to survive on these mean streets, period. Punto. The established in 2001 said, no child left behind. Behind is all I see in them. The load a parent has to bear as they bury their sixth child killed by gangs, their seventh child bullied, scared to go outside and play, and now suicide claims the youngest son. Due to insufficient funds, community centers and schools are failing rapidly, and the grave mark is getting far worse. While changes are not directed from inside the White House unless serious demands for changes are made by the people, we'll continue to wonder and changes will never come. But to the materialist eyes of the new slave, with no more vision or freedom than the jail political prisoners worldwide, the journey has no life to continue and follow Moses or Jesus to the other side of freedom's mountain. There's no desire to make it over. Our focus is blurred away, too distracted by the science of technology. TV tunes up to hip-hop porn and uneducated writers for variety shows. It's too painful to watch Flavor Flav playing himself for the capitalist devil that America has designed, with black folks leading the billion-dollar campaign while their mothers still living in the projects. Almost 40 years deep after the civil rights and black power movement, we're pacing at the crossroads and won't vote. America's about to institute the picnic culture and choke the families of color and remaining descendants of Africans worldwide. Don't you read the news on Cancel Negroes Now, CNN? It's being delivered through your ear hole with a headset to your cell phone and iPod. Our psyches are too mesmerized and distracted from the horrible situations in New Orleans. They're coming, the violent ones. Satan, little evil spirits. Bush, FEMA, Cheney, Halliburton, Condoleezza, hands all in the detail, the builders and thieves all at once concealing the lies that's destroying the entire world. And they do it so, gracefully smiling. White teeth, white hands. White teeth, black hands. White teeth, Asian, Native, Chicano, and Latino hands are going to be the real reason we'll be burning in hell's deception of wars and rumors of wars as they push the buttons of mass destruction. They do it so, gracefully smiling. Black Man Preach, spoken word columnist for theblackcommentator.com.